Houchin will kick this football off, and it will come to the Moore Lions. Back to receive as he has been in the middle all night long tonight, and he's been back there an awful lot, is Trayvon Basinger. There's the kick, and it's going to be short. Going to bounce and then be taken right there. That's picked up by Braden Clark. Goes to his left at the 20-yard line. Tries to skip away from one, but is knocked down at the 21-yard line. He had an opportunity to get away, but he could not. Emmanuel Berrigan, the linebacker, just got a kind of a nip of his heel, and that's where he will go down. It'll be first down for Moore right there at their own 21-yard line, trailing by a score of 48-0. And Tom, certainly tonight, it's not that a lot of things have gone right for Moore. So if you come out for them, how are you going to start this half?
If I'm Moore, is that what you're saying? If
yep.
I'm Moore, I'm gonna do it with a running game and just go back to the game plan and just try not to do too much.
Denver Wolf, their quarterback, brings him up. Julio Sandoval will be the running back to his right, two receivers right side. Instead, they're going to throw it quickly, and they complete that ball to the left side of the 18-yard line, across the 20, to around the 22-yard line. Braden Clark made a nice, he just really snatched that ball off the, just the right top of the turf there before he got back to the outside. Caleb Kahlo in on the tackle. He was helped there by Shane Fields. He did gain a couple. It'll be second down and 8.
I'll tell you one of the things, and this has nothing to do necessarily with the game and stuff, but the down marker is lit up.
It is.
And it's so much better to see. So much better.
Well, for guys like us with old eyes.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Although mine are brand new because I had lens transplants from Triad Eye Institute. There's a snap to Moore. He's going to, Wolf, pardon me, he's going to throw left side. That ball is caught by Clark again at the 30. He is upended immediately by Shane Fields, and Shane got him up in the air and then let him go because he didn't want to get called for roughing or something, and he continued to flip over, did Clark, but he held on to the football at the 29-yard line. He got 6. It'll be third down and 2. That was a smart play by Shane because if he goes ahead and tackles him, he's going to get a flag.
Yeah.
Two receivers left side. One of those, Clark, who's made a couple of catches here already. Dawkins there as well. Wolf in the shotgun again. This time his big fullback is Keandre Pittman. Wolf straight back to throw. Middle of the field, that ball is knocked down. He had him wide open, too, in the very same route. Braden Clark was completely free and would have had the first down, but it didn't matter. A big old mitt got up there, and it's going to be fourth down and 2, and Moore will kick it away. And the last thing you want to do, to your point, you do want to try to get back in it. You don't want to stop the clock that much.
No.
And Moore just stopped it several times. So they'll punt the football away. Keaton Walker, once again, is going to kick it. Puts the left foot to it. It's going to be very low. It's going to bounce and almost hit a Redskin player, but they got away from it. It'll go inside the 40, 35, inside that. Rolling to around the 32 of Union. So that's the best kick of the night for Walker. The Redskins just could not get to the thing, so they stayed away from it. It'll be first and 10 right there, with 10:21 to go in this third period, leading 48-0. If you're Union, you're not going to change much offensively.
No, and one of the things I was looking for is to see who they were going to. Looks like they have their first team in.
Not surprised by
that.
No. Looks like Rovon Banks is going to line up at the running back spot. Tempest will be the quarterback. Sanders, Shea Dan, and Bohannon all wide to the right. No one to the left. Single tied in there. Clap of the hands by Tempest. Almost drops the football. Now picks it up and runs to his left and then his right. He's rolling, looking. He's going to have to hurry. Now he's going to go ahead and run it downfield and got across the 35. And, boy, somebody got lit up back around the 40-yard line. But Tempest got forward to, I think, the 35, and they're going to mark him out there. So that's a long, he probably ran 60 yards to gain about 2, but we'll call it second down and about 8. And, Tom, I didn't see what happened behind the play, did you?
Yes, I did. And I think that's Tempest they're looking at, isn't it? I believe it is. He got knocked out of bounds and then kind of pushed into the concrete wall.
He's got his helmet up on his head. He may come out for a play. But over back behind the play, back over on the other side near the Union sideline, one of the Union offensive linemen ended up getting flattened at the end of that. I couldn't tell who took a shot of him right there. I don't know if Tempest is going to stay or if he's going to leave. They may make him leave the game for a second. Yep, they're going to. Jacob Newby is walking Tempest over, and they're going to have a conversation with head coach Kirk Frederick. So on this second down and what should be about 8, I am assuming Rovon Banks will come in and play a little quarterback.
Yeah, he's over there talking to Coach Maddox right now. Looks like he will.
As Tom mentioned, the new concrete wall here is about probably, what, 7 feet high?
Yeah.
And that's the first wall. There's a second wall above that that's even taller, probably 10 or 15 feet. And then there's a set of stands. The press box will be on top of that. There'll be other stands out where some of those players are right now. We'll call it second and eight, and it will be Banks at the quarterback position. A.J. Green to his right. Union around their own 34-yard line. They'll hand it off to A.J. No, Rovan kept it and went to his right and got. And he just got wrapped up right away. Rovan kept it and had nowhere to go. He was taken down by Jalen Pounds. He might have even lost a yard. It may be generously third down and eight. No, they say he got a yard, Tom. Good for him. It'll be third and seven instead. Ball at the 34-yard line.
It looks like Tempest is coming back in.
That didn't take long.
No.
Apparently they make the helmets good, or he's got a hard head, or both, right?
Right. Well, I'm pretty good friends with his dad, so I'm not going to say anything about the hard head.
Well, hard head sometimes is a good thing.
Yeah. Well, his dad's hard-headed.
Redskins at their own 34-yard line with a third down and seven. Tempest with the snap. Back throws left side. Ball caught by A.J. Green. A.J. across the 35 to around the 38-yard line, but he won't get much more than that. Looks like he might get nearly 38. Can't really tell. And there's a penalty flag down behind the play. One Union player, that is Demond Sanders, is going to limp out of bounds to the bench. They'll replace him, and the officials are talking about what they're going to call here. The flag is sitting over right about the 31-yard line in Union territory, so it's well behind the play, which indicates to me that's going to be on the Redskins. Josh Reynolds, you've got a better shot. You do see two flags down there?
Yeah, I do see two. There was an initial one right after the snap, and then, as you mentioned, there was one late in the backfield.
All right, so we'll see what these are. So they're going to call a personal foul against Moore and a hold against Union. So we have offsetting penalties, so to speak. We'll see. Well, now, if that personal foul was a dead ball, it'll get assessed.
Yeah.
And that is Moore walking backwards, so I think that's the case. They would penalize Union and then penalize Moore. So the officials are going to have to sort this ball out. 48-0 Redskins with 9:24 to play third period. Had a very smartly moving first half, and then as normal, the second half began and everybody's moving in quicksand. So that will take it down to the, take it up, pardon me, to the Union 43, and that will be an automatic first down for the Redskins there on the unsportsmanlike or the late hit, whatever they might have called there. Two receivers come left side. First and 10 now for the Redskins. And the officials are going to blow whistles again and hold play up. I think it's because somebody's flag was still in the field. Now they got it now. We'll figure it out. At their own 43, Redskins up 48-0. We'll take it. Fake to the right side for Tempest. Looking, firing deep. Got Shea Dan out there, and he cannot make the catch. And there was a lot of contact, and the flag comes out.
Yeah, I was going to say there had to be.
Contact in there by Brendan Sanders. And honestly, Tommy had really pretty good coverage.
Yes.
But then he didn't look back for the ball in time. And then when he did, he ran right into Shea. Yeah. And they're going to call you for that every time. That'll be interference.
Well, that was a good throw. That was a good, what, 45, 50 yards?
He chunked it. There's no question. And Shea had an opportunity. Had the ball been maybe a yard more out front, I think he would have made that catch. The flag's been picked up back around the 7. That should be interference. Well, they're actually just going to pick the flag up. Nope, they did. They went ahead and moved it. All right,
okay.
It's first and 10. Looked to me like they picked it up, but they did go ahead and move the football. So it'll be first and 10 Redskins now at the 43-yard line of Moore. 9 minutes to go, third period, 48-0 Union. Tempest in the shotgun. Quick handoff left side. A.J. Green got a hole. A.J. around the 45-yard line to the, or pardon me, 35, down to the 33. He was taken down right there. The middle of that defensive line has kind of been carved up a little bit. Carter Summer got in there, though, and made that play. But not before he got 8, maybe 9. Yeah, we're going to call it 9, and we'll call it second and 1. Every time A.J. touches it, he gets a little more than you think he's going to get, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, and it's difficult to tell up here because he's coming right at us, and we have to look over at the sidelines as he's running to see how many he's getting.
Three receivers for the Redskins again, and it's going to be Green set to the left of Tempest. Second and 1 for Union. Hand off to A.J. This time he runs into a big stack but jumps back into the inside, down to the 25-yard line. Oh, A.J. Green made something out of nothing right there. He ran into a pile of more players and suddenly just popped out of that pile back to the inside. Probably that was Junior Smith. And no wonder there was such a quick initial move. Junior's got such a great sideways step. He got the first down right there and got something out of nothing. Paul Marlowe on the tackle. First and 10 Redskins now at the 23-yard line of Moore. 48-0 Union, 8 minutes to go, third period. Forsberg, the tight end right side, Shea Dan to the right. Two receivers to the left. In the shotgun again is Tempest. There's the snap, straight back to throw. Quickly goes down to Forsberg, and it's intercepted. Ball thrown right to the defensive back. He's back to the 20, to the 25, to the 27-yard line. He was trying to go deep to Forsberg. He overthrew him, and Deion Williams just got a gift. Hit him right square in the hands, and he grabs that gift and takes it with him. Goes back out to around the 22, maybe a little further. Where are they going to finally mark this football? Maybe the 32-yard line. And it'll be first and 10. More first turnover of the night for Union.
That's the first pass that hasn't been pretty much right on, even if it's incomplete.
And it looked like to me that Marley slowed down a little bit. Maybe he was supposed to continue that route, and that might have been a read route in that situation. Both guys a little off the mark. They'll move the ball back to around the 28-yard line of Moore, and that's where the Lions will take it. 7:50 to play in this third period, 48-0 Union. And here comes Moore. Wolf, their quarterback, brings him back out. His big setback is Keandre Pittman, a 245-pounder. Three receivers. Wolf with a snap. Hands to Pittman, and he got smacked. Whoa, Pittman had really nowhere to go. He was hit immediately. Union brought Braylon Irvin Fisher on the inside blitz, and he cracked him as soon as he got the football. That's a gain of nothing. It'll be second and 10.
Defense has been very consistent against the run tonight.
Really all year long for the most part.
Now, yes.
I mean, obviously, there are some teams that did some things to them early in the season, but these guys have grown. Second and 10 for Moore. Ball still right where it was, around their own 28, 27-yard line. Wolf in the shotgun. No receivers now. No running backs. He's going to keep it himself. Moore to the left side, or Wolf to the left side. Pulls away from a guy at the 30-yard line. Pushes forward to the 33. That's a nice job by Wolf. Denver Wolf should have, by all rights, been down in the backfield, but he was able to pull away from the first Union defender. However, he could not get away from Arthur Cantlin. The linebacker dragged him down. They're going to mark it at the 34. That's a really generous spot. A good run there by Wolf, and it's going to make it third down now. And we'll call it about four for Moore. They need they're going to call it the 37 for the first down. Four receivers. Again, Wolf in the shotgun alone. Short slot to his right. Third and four for Moore, trailing 48-0. And there's a whistle and a flag, and that's going to be offside against Union, and that will give Moore a first down. So somebody just lined up offside, Tom. Maybe they stepped across. Normally, you're not going to get that call until the ball is snapped, and they made that call early. 6:30 to go here in this third period. Don't ever want it to be the first period at 9 o'clock, right?
No.
All right, so they're going to move the ball to the 38-yard line of Union. It'll be first and 10 right there. Wolf in the shotgun with four receivers. A little inside. Handoff comes to the fleeing receiver down to the 45-yard line. 50, cutting back, 55, 45, 40, 35, 30, down to the Union 27-yard line. And inside handoff to Braden Clark. And he took it around the right side, cut back and ran past about half the Union defense, who were still pursuing to the other side before he goes all the way down to around the 20. That is a tremendous gain, 37 for Moore, and almost matches their total offense output for the night. First and 10 now at the 25-yard line of Union. Wolf will keep it again. He's got room. Wolf forward across the 20. He's going to be around the 16-yard line. Gang tackle in there by the Redskins, but not before he got another really nice gain of about 9. Wolf has kept it a lot more lately. Redskins have brought in a couple of second teamers, but a lot of that first team is still out there. I still see guys like Harrison out there. Gabe Ford's out there. Ashlock's out there. But a nice second down, or nice first first down play of 8 yards. It'll be second and 2. Handoff up the middle. He's got all kinds of room. 10, 5, straight forward. The big fullback, Keandre Pittman, and he rumbles down to the 3-yard line. Well, that middle of that defense just opened up. Moore's blocking really did a nice job right there. All that offensive front, and it'll be first and goal. And this is by far the best move of the Lions, best drive of the night.
It was like a door opened up, and he just went through it.
48-0 Union, but with 5 minutes to go in the third period, Moore is threatening. Again, Wolf in the shotgun. Pittman behind him at the 3 of Union. like a Moore player might have jumped out off sides there, or a Union player may have drawn him off. Let's see. Officials milling about. That's going to go against Union, and we'll move the football down to around the one-yard line. So it'll be first and goal from the one now for Moore. And this is what Pittman's built for, that big line, that big fullback.
Oh, yeah.
Is 6 foot, 245 pounds. I say fullback. Nowadays, it's a single setback, and they're almost all tailbacks. But this guy's built more like a fullback. Double tight for Moore. Wolf will be under center. Sends one man short slot right side. Pittman is setting in that fullback tailback slot.
Delay of game.
And now a delay of game as Moore just could not quite get that snap off. Or did they get a timeout call?
Yeah,
at the time?
It's one of the two. No, it looks like.
Looks like they got the timeout call, so we'll take one as well. 4:40 to go, third period, 48-0 Union, but Moore's threatening first and goal from the one. Well, maybe we won't take the timeout.
I think it went back to the five, didn't it?
I'm not sure what's happening right here.
See.
They were going to take the timeout, then they didn't take the timeout. So they did move it back to the six. I thought they got the timeout, but they did not. They called the delay, and it'll be first and goal from around the six now for Moore. Marcus Dawkins goes left side. Now he goes in motion. Hand off inside to Pittman, and he's going to rumble across the five down to around the three. And that's where he will be stopped. Let's pause 10 seconds to allow for station identification. This is Redskins Football and KRMG.
From the Ferguson Subaru and Broken Arrow Studios, KRMG-FM Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa, a Cox Media Group station.
Back here at Union Tunnel Stadium, third period, 48-0 Union, 3:56 to go, third period, and a second and goal now for Moore at the Union 2-yard line. Wolf, the quarterback, hands inside to Pittman, and he pushes forward, does not get in the end zone. Boy, that's a great effort by Gabe Ford. Not just Gabe Ford, but the first guy there was a guy who's been so good all year long, Michael Thomas. He jumped under a blocker, grabbed Pittman by the legs, and allowed Ford to finish him off, and it's going to be third down and goal, and the Redskins defense is holding. Pittman again, the single setback. Tight end in short slot right side. Wolf under center. Going to fake to Pittman. Roll to his right. Wolf is going to try to run it in the end zone. Has room, and he'll get their touchdown Moore. The Lions go on the board, and that's a well-designed play as it gave a lot of room for Wolf to make a decision. He had receivers in the end zone. He had a fake inside to Pittman. Once he got to the outside, Tom, he had the room, and it's 48-6.
And that, you know, I'm not the coach of – Well, but you have to be a little happy with the way your kids fought back and drove this ball.
You're not going to see many teams just lay down, and these guys never have and never will. And that was a tremendous offensive drive by Moore, and you saw a little bit of excitement there from the Moore football team, and that's terrific. On for the extra point is Ivan Cardenas. There's the snap. There's the kick, and he missed it. It went off to the left side, may have been tipped. It'll remain 48-6. 3:12 to go, third period. Union 48, Moore 6. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today.
All right.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration.
Yeah, really
this product
shows,
is not intended to diagnose,
character.
Treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hiring can be challenging,
like that quarterback,
but
he's a
ZipRecruiter
backer.
Makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult day.
Here we are.
So I use ZipRecruiter.
Looking silly.
ZipRecruiter finds the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
At ZipRecruiter, we hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists.
And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/try. At ZipRecruiter.com/try.
Every moment of Union High School football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Real character drive by the Moore football team here in the third period. They go 9 plays, 72 yards. Took them 4 minutes and 38 seconds. The Wolf 1 yard touchdown run and the extra point that was missed makes it 48-6 Union with 3:12 to go here in the third period. Rick Corey with Tom Stockton, Richard Johns, and Zach Reynolds on the sidelines. And Tom, we said that was a guts drive, and it was for Moore. And you have to think for Union, all right, keep yourself in the football game.
Right, exactly. It's not over. It's, you know, They're probably not coming back, but you don't want to do this.
Short kickoff by Moore, almost an onside kick taken by Union around the 40-yard line, and they'll fall down right there. The guy that kicked it once again was Cardenas, and I don't know if he was trying to kick it really short or just kind of trying to kick it onside, but it went just over the front line of Union players and bounced to that second line and taken down almost right away. But that could have been an effective onside almost, Tom.
Yeah, it really could, because you wouldn't have expected an onside kick with it 48-6.
Ball goes to around the 41-yard line of Union. That's where the Redskins will take it. This will be that first-team offense out there. A.J. Green, the running back. Got Tempest at quarterback. Bohannon and Sanders to the right. Dan to the left. Hand off to Green in the middle. A.J.'s across the 45 to the 50 and across midfield around the 47-yard line of Moore. He's taken down there by Lucas Jones, the 180-pound defensive back. But that's a 12-yarder and a first down. A.J. Green should be over 100 now. .259 to go here in this third period, 48-6 Redskins, and they'll try to add to it. Sanders once again to the right. There are three receivers there, including Rovon Banks. A.J. Green continues to be the setback. Tempest in the shotgun, first and 10 Union. Now at the 45 Moore. They'll hand off again to Green. He bursts forward across the 45, 40, flag down. He goes across the 35, and he goes down to the 34. But that flag is thrown where you're always going to find a little bit of holding generally. Now another late flag comes out.
Yeah.
McLaughlin on the tackle would have been a gain of 8 or 9. The late flag is going to certainly be a push or shove. The early flag likely a hold. We'll see what the officials here say. By the way, Richard John says A.J. not quite at 100. He was right on 90 on that carry. Well, that was before this carry.
Yeah.
See what the officials decide here. We do have a hold against Union. That's kind of what we thought would happen. And we have a personal foul also against Union. So no matter what you do, if you're wearing gray and red, you're backing up.
Yeah.
They're going to place the ball. The actual line of scrimmage there was around the 45 of Moore. They're going to walk all the way back.
It's about
the 48-yard line of Union. Now, that doesn't make a lot of sense. A hold is itself a 10-yard penalty. But I guess they're going to call from point of foul, which it was a couple of yards downfield. And then the personal foul, I guess, got turned down. Interesting. So it'll be second down and 16 for the Redskins when we get it back underway. Tempest under shotgun. He's going to hand off once again inside. This time it's going to be Rovon, who bounces across midfield. Not much more, though. He's going to get down to around, oh, pardon me, that was AJ, down to around the 49 of Moore. Not much, maybe about 3 yards. So it'll be second down and around, or third, pardon me, third down and around 13 to go here with a 48-6 lead and a much more disjointed third period, Tom.
Oh, much. And it, they're showing second down.
Well, it should have been, but they had not moved the one down marker, so we'll stick with that.
Yeah.
Hand off inside. Once again, A.J. Green. He's going to pop in free. He's got the 40, 35, 30. Now he's down to the 25, 20. Inside that, down to the 10-yard line. Down inside that. A.J. Green down to the 8, and now he's over 100.
Yes.
He's brought down by most of the defensive secondary right there, including Lucas Jones. That was another tremendous play by the Redskins, and it's a first and goal. Not much you can say. You just can't stop number 6.
No, you cannot. And it's getting a little frisky out there, or whatever you want to say it, because there was a penalty, there was a shove after that the referees didn't see.
First and goal from the 9-yard line of Moore. Hand off inside once again. Once again, it's A.J. Green. Bounces off his own blocker and fights into the end zone for the touchdown, standing up. A.J. Green ran into the back of one of his own players, and now another flag comes very late from the referee. Way back behind the play, and that will certainly be a personal foul. More than likely, though, that's an unsportsmanlike. That's going to go against Union, but that should be after the play. And should be assessed on the kickoff. The touchdown should stand, but let's see what they say. That came in well after the play, Tom.
Yes. Yeah, I thought for sure it was on Moore.
And called unsportsmanlike.
Yeah.
All right, Zach, you're down there. What are you getting from? Are you hearing the coaches scream and yell about this?
I haven't heard it. They seem more confused than upset. I think they're still kind of trying to figure out exactly what happened. But I know Coach Fred's standing out there, close to trying to kind of get a beat on the situation. But like you said, I mean, it seems a bit odd.
Now you're down there. Is it getting a little chippier, like Tom is saying? Do you feel that?
I know that some of the Union guys are feeling really excited right now, and something that was mentioned after that touchdown from the coaches was that, you know, you're not playing the rest of this game for the result. It's pretty much already done. You're playing from a month from now, and after they said that, I mean, it seems like the guys kind of flipped the switch. But, yeah, there has been a little bit more as this game's gone off, a little bit of maybe shoving, and, you know, yeah. Once they're down in the pile, a little bit more shoving once they're down.
All right, yeah, and that's happening from both sides. But right now, one of the officials is in here talking to the Union team. Coach Fred is over talking to the referee. But one of the officials is just having a conversation with Union. The touchdown will stand, as I thought it would, because that's a dead ball penalty. So that should go on the kickoff. Cowan's on for the extra point. So it is 54-6, and A.J. Green's touchdown will stand. Coach Fred now has finished with his conversation. He's going to walk back and talk to his staff and his team.
One of the things I saw was a Moore guy kind of shoving a Union receiver from behind 10, 15 yards from the play, and they both kind of got in each other's face.
Well, and that happens. I mean,
yeah.
It's an emotional game. You don't go out there and play this game without emotion, or you don't play it very well. You end up sitting on the bench all the time. So it's going to happen, and you know what the officials just did is the smart thing. You talk to the coach, you talk to a team, and you say, let's get it back under control and get on with it. Cowan on for the extra point. We've been waiting for this extra point now for a few minutes. His holder is Troy Franklin. High snap, and there was a flag, and that's going to be a delay, I believe. Nope, it's going to be a motion against Union. By the way, the deep snapper is Lane Wood, the tight end, and he missed a couple of games early, and that's why Union had such a struggle with some snaps early against the Owassos and Jinxes and Broken Arrows of the world. The him back has been a big, big deal. Now, that snap was a little bit too high. But for Cowan, the extra point now becomes a 25-yarder. Shouldn't be a problem. 54-6 Union trying to add to that by one. They're ready. Better snap this time. There's the kick, and it is partially blocked, but still through there. Moore got a hand on it. The guy through there was Keaton Walker, but not enough, and it will be through and good. It's 55-6. Minute 22 to go, third period. Redskins lead. No kick next on KRMG.
There's a better way to buy a car, and you'll find it at Nelson Mazda. No more haggling over price. At Nelson Mazda, every vehicle now has our best price listed on our website and on each and every new and used vehicle on the lot. We make it that simple for you. Right now, Nelson Mazda is offering great incentives on 2020 Mazda CX-5s, 2020 Mazda CX-9s, 0% APR for 60 months, plus $750
APR cash rebate. Slower, fast, I can't do anything about it, but it looks like we might make it.
Also offering 0.9% APR on the new 2021 Mazda CX-30s. Come see why this SUV is number one among its competitors. Nelson's best incentives, the best car buying experience, and Nelson Mazda provides exceptional service every step of the way. Nothing is hidden, and you never pay too much at Nelson Mazda. Once you say yes, you'll drive off in your new car in less than an hour. Nelson Mazda at 99th and Memorial. Nelson Mazda. Making a believer out of you. Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the free KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Thursday night football. Yes, it's a fall special. 60 degrees outside, feels like football weather. We're at Union Tuttle Stadium for the first game of the year here. Rick Corey with Tom Stockton. Down on the field is our good friend Zach Reynolds. And it is 55-6 Union here in this third period with a minute 22 to go. The Redskins on a four-play 58-yard drive. Took a minute 44 and had a couple of penalties to overcome in there, but they did. And you know, good old Mr. A.J. Green with a 9-yard touchdown run and the extra point makes it 55-6. And what we do want, Tom, this happened last week at Mustang, too. Both teams got a little chippy.
Yeah.
And the officials talked to him. They kind of shut that down. You want that to happen here and just go on and play this game.
You he's kicking it off from the 30, isn't he?
Yep. Houchin will kick, actually at 25. Houchin will approach and kick this thing off, and it's going to go over the head, and it's fumbled and then picked up around the 10-yard line back to the, by Gerdner, back to the 20-yard line. He's going to skip outside that, maybe to the 22, now to the 25, got the side. He's going to get out of bounds at the 34-yard line. He got lit up going out of bounds right there. But Braden Clark did a nice job, and he's done that several times tonight on that return left. He got hit pretty hard, but he got out of bounds around the 35-yard line, so he ends up after dropping the ball, returning at 31 yards, and it'll be first and 10 for the Lions.
And I'm sure the defense had a...
talking to? Couple,
yeah, had a little talking to, talking with, you know.
Fanatical the, encouragement.
Excuse me?
Fanatical encouragement.
Yes, fanatical, yes.
That's not yelling, that's fanatical encouragement.
That's right.
Wolf brings them to the line of scrimmage, the Moore Lions, first and 10, trailing 55-6 at their own 35. Straight back as Wolf, but whistles are blowing as soon as he took the snap. Tried to fire that out to Sandoval, but looks like somebody was moving. So after a really fairly cleanly played first half, this third period has been somewhat of a nightmare when it comes to yellow flags. They've been everywhere. That'll be a motion against Moore, and it'll back the football up to the 30-yard line. It'll make it first and 15. Sandoval goes to the right for Moore. Joining out there, Wyatt Stull. Two receivers left, now some motion inside. Sweep handoff on the right side to Moore to the 35-yard line. 40 flag down, 45 near midfield. That is a tremendous play inside to Brandon Sanders. 165-pounder skipped inside the Union defense on the right side and got all the way down to the Union 45-yard line. But that will come back for a hold or a block in the back.
Oh.
I think the final tackle in there was Arthur Cantlin. But none of that will matter as Moore shoots themselves in the foot again, and they'll mark it back to the 22-yard line. So the spot of that foul had to be close to the 32-yard line. And now Moore will really be faced with a bunch to overcome. Minute to go, third period, 55-6. Like it's not hard enough already. Now they're at their own 22-yard line. They need the 45. So they have first and around 23. Dawkins goes right. The guy who just made that play, it goes right with him. Now Rushy goes in motion. They're going to fake the handoff, and Wolf goes straight up the middle to the 30-yard line. Wolf got to the right, got more room, 35-yard line. Shoved out of bounds around the 37-yard line. It was Cantlin again who shoved him out of bounds, but a really nice fake inside by Wolf. Denver Wolf gets all the way up to the 41 or 42 of Union. So he got back a good chunk of that, really a little more than, he probably got 14 of it back. It'll be second and eight. They'll have to hurry to run a play. There's 24 on the game clock, 28 on the play clock here in the third period, 55-6 Union. They're going to get it underway. Wolf with two receivers left and Sandoval to his left. The handoff to Sandoval inside, he got not much. He stacked up almost immediately. Gabe Ford standing there toward the end of that. Middle of that defense in there for Union. One of the guys whose name we haven't called an awful lot, but it was Tristan Outlaw who made that play, and that will end the third period. So Moore will have a third down when we come back. Union leads at 55-6, fourth quarter upcoming here on KRMG.
Dan Potter for Pentair Water Solutions. Used to be Pelican. I want you to ask yourself, what is it I'm tasting in
just
that water?
Three.
Is it chlorine or is it something else? What's it doing to my skin, my hair? My family bathes in this water, drinks this water. What's it doing to my family? You've heard me talk about Pelican Water. Pelican is now Pentair Water Solutions, and they are the leader in safe, sustainable drinking water.